Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Legislative leaders continue working on finalizing several budget bills with the hope of holding a special session on Saturday. Governor Tim Walz.
We have the closest split in any legislature, maybe ever, with a tie in the House and one vote in the Senate, which means the details matter. And of course, the easy stuff gets done first and the harder stuff gets done last.
If lawmakers don't finish their work before Monday, tens of thousands of non-essential state workers will get layoff notices. A Mapleton man is now charged with second-degree murder in the stabbing death of his father. Blue Earth County prosecutors say 47-year-old son Troy Almheld stabbed 71-year-old Lars Almheld multiple times early Tuesday morning following an argument. Deputies found Lars leaning against a washing machine covered in blood with stab and puncture wounds to his chest and significant head and facial injuries. Troy was arrested after crashing his father's vehicle and fleeing the scene. Minnesota Housing is giving over $560,000 to six housing programs to support student-built homes across greater Minnesota communities. Catalyst for Assistance Change Executive Director Kalik Rogers explains that he and others in his community faced homelessness at a young age due to systematic barriers.
Those issues weren't examined when they would come to school tardy or if they were missing days. And I knew the real stories behind it, but that wasn't being shared with schools or policymakers or leaders.
A bicyclist is dead following a collision with a minivan in central Minnesota. The Candiwai County Sheriff's Office says it happened just after 7:30 Wednesday night in Whitefield Township, south of Wilmer. A 51-year-old man from Lake Lillian was biking eastbound when a 59-year-old woman, also from Lake Lillian, attempted to pass him in a minivan. In other headlines, authorities say an 80-year-old man who died during a police response in Painesville Monday night took his own life. Larry Alstead, a former longtime Minnesota State Trooper, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, though he also had multiple gunshot injuries. The BCA says Sergeant Paul Orvis of the Stearns County Sheriff's Office fired his weapon during the incident. He's now on critical incident leave. Deputies were responding to a domestic assault call and found Alstead's wife with non-life-threatening injuries. 13 Minnesota communities are vying for cannabis business licenses in today's lotteries. Office of Cannabis Management Interim Director Eric Tobel says the cities and counties.
They're guaranteed a retail store if they successfully apply. And I think Minnesota will be unique and one of the first states in the nation to have multiple municipal cannabis stores. Obviously, we have a strong tradition of municipal liquor stores.
This is MNN.